You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Maths and science. In school, they were subjects that you either loved and were fantastic at, or the complete opposite. For myself, maths and science was the latter. They weren't subjects I was particularly good at, and even reminding myself of the days when I would sit in a hot classroom doing trigonometry or physics still gives me the shivers. However, it turns out I'm not the only one. In fact, New Zealand schools, from primary all the way to high school, rank some of the lowest maths and science achievement results in the developed world. Although gone are the days where teachers would exclaim that you won't have a calculator in your pocket in the real world, psych you do now, this is still a worrying trend that may have a wider impact on the future of Aotearoa New Zealand that I thought I would look into today. Let's start with primary schools. Both local and international surveys and a report by RNZ have revealed that that primary schooler competence in maths and science have dropped to their lowest rates ever recorded. Just 4 out of every 10 students are meeting minimal levels of achievement in maths, and only 2 out of 10 in science. In our secondary schools, an international maths and science test conducted on 13-year-old New Year 9 students recorded the worst ever results and largest trend drop since the test began in 1994. These poor performance rates obviously carry on to life outside of school. A study conducted by the Tertiary Education Commission found that 40% of teenagers with NCEA Level 2 could not pass a basic literacy and numeracy test. These serious results have the potential to create a generational cycle that may become very tough to slow down. How do we find out where the problem lies? Is it with teachers, parents, students, NCEA, or the government? Who or what is responsible for the large gap in our tamariki's mathematical and scientific knowledge? It turns out it's a number of factors. An interview conducted by The Detail with New Zealand media entertainment education reporter Simon Collins discussed the fact that a majority of primary schools around the country work towards a specific model of teaching, in which a single teacher educates classes in a number of subjects from history to maths to science. This is despite, however, a third of New Zealand teachers, both in primary and secondary education, not actually being trained in mathematics and science. Schools in New Zealand also have a large amount of freedom in how they teach subjects within their respective classrooms, more so than other countries like Singapore, which excel annually in maths and science results. Wherever you view the problem lies, the arrival of COVID-19 on our shores has definitely thrown another spanner in the works. The transition from in-person to online learning is a factor that many children, young people, parents, and caregivers have had to deal with. After the initial nationwide lockdown early last year, the University of Auckland asked 630 parents and caregivers about their experiences and the overall effectiveness of distance learning with their children. Many parents were instead surprised to see how large the gap was in their children's mathematical knowledge, with many blaming how their respective schools teach mathematics, while some spent up to 4 hours helping with maths homework they felt was too difficult for their children in the first place. It's clear to see the ever-growing and concerning issues shadowing over children and teens. However, are there any solutions? 1, that was suggested and will actually be implemented from 2023, is tougher NCEA standards. As stated earlier, many teens who have obtained NCEA Level 2 were unable to pass a basic adult literacy and numeracy test. According to Dr. Michael Johnston, Associate Dean of Education at Victoria University, introducing new and improved standards will ensure that people obtaining NCEA are mathematically competent to an improved degree. The current method of obtaining 10 literacy and 10 numeracy credits in relevant subjects is clearly not working. According to Dr. Johnston, these new standards, including a new mandatory literacy and numeracy test, will, quote, set the benchmark at an appropriate level, end quote. Then there's the matter of COVID. Currently, we're in another lockdown here in Tamaki Makaurau that will hopefully end soon as students look to return to online learning should this continue any longer. A person-to-person learning and proper student-teacher engagement may also be required in lifting this negative trend. According to the University of Auckland study, many parents also considered moving their children out of the school they were currently at due to large disparities in access to resources for remote learning during the first lockdown that made it harder for students to engage with maths homework. Although the inequities of the schooling system is a much larger issue, it could be a major factor as to why our young people are struggling in maths and science. New Zealand sits at the bottom of the economically developed world in mathematical and scientific success in schools, and this needs to change before an intergenerational cycle begins that will be incredibly tough to slow down. These results have had the government concerned. However, now we just need to see whether these current changes can improve things and what other suggestions can be made both urgently and in the long run.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.